October 21st, 1979, on Sunday.
So when one marries a sheep, it's a bias news, and it's also included in the lab of the siyatation. But the ikar lab of the siyatation has reference to panal balat muye. So mele, there is no malchus. According to some rishonim, there is malchus by panal and the by eved avol sheep. According to the Ramban, so there is malchus by eved avol sheep. According to the Ramban, it's not usad. According to Ramban, there is malchus for Yisroel Abba Lashifo. According to Ramban, there is no malchus if Yisroel marries a Shifo. But it is included in the Iser of the Siyatation. But the Ikalab of the Siyatation has reference to Ponabolat Nuyo. So in Mele, the Rambam says that it's Makin is Malchus for the same thing, because it's not an Isser Rabon, it's an Isser Raise. How do we know that it's Isser Raise? Shall we finish with Tero? Shehodi Nesin Shivot Nainis Lavde Yoimri, Vimu Teresle, Shenema Rimadin of Hikri Isho. So only if the Odin gives in the Shifo. Otherwise, then the Tibur is Oser. Why is he Oser? Because it's included in the Iser of the Siyatation. Then the Rambam says, Al Yiyov in Zekal Vinecho, Mipnishein Bimalkes Natero, Shegam Zek, Geirem Liben Vosomachi Adishem, Shaben in Ashif Oweved Benim Yisroel, Vinitzo Geirem Izera Kedesh Li Yishalel, Vilyeisom Avodim, Harinukles Amitage, Kilil Bilas Eved Vishifro, Vichlau Yeh Kodesh Li Siyatation. So he mentions Raya. In other words, he's not Chelik Amitales. But he holds that the Pshutish on the Kovisiyatation has reference to Ponal Borat Nuyo, not to Shifro. But there is an Israel Raise, there is no Malkes. But since there is an Israel Raise, so there is Makas Marus. And then another Raya, that it's an Israel Raise. The Ramam says, the Lochi Dalet, Habor Ashifra, Afilu Bifaresie, Uvishas Aveiro, in a canoeing painting day. Vichim Mok Ashifro, the Rechaskus in Lake Matero. If it had been only Nisra Rabbanon, why does the Rambam have to mention that Bifaresia there is no canoeing pain today? So we see from all these halachas in the Rambam that the Rambam Shita is, it is the Nisra Raisa. Now, the Gemara says in Gittin that Ho'imer, there is a machlekes between Rebbeya, in Gittin that Mumale, a machlekes between Rebbeya and the Chachomim. If Ho'imer we should posse, Yo'imer we should posse, a Gewaitzi Star, and he says, see boy the hills with this star. So, Rebbeya says, Yej Giroshnaze, TV, so, TV is catching it. So, Yej Giroshnaze, TV is catching it. If he writes in the star. Men, from a dollar. So, the Omalay Tzivi is catchable. So, Rebmeya, 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 why? Because Yehi Rosh Nazer Rosh Hashim. We have one of the Chachomim in Rebmeya Mekudeshis. Yehi Rosh Nazer Rosh Hashim. So, Tetzves, in the Vomes, as the Kashi, As the kasher, how can Rav Meir say that he is Rosh Naze, Rosh Nishicho, some of Meile, she is Mekodeshes? But when a Nevedis gets Ishtar Shicho from the Odin, so then in order to be Mutalobi Bikol, he has to undergo another Tefillah. Another Tefillah. So how can she be Mekodeshes? How can she be Mekodeshes? But she was his Shicho. And then he wrote in the star, and he wrote in the star, star iris. So, Yehi Roshin, so Amir says, Yehi Roshin has a Roshin Shiro. But how can she be Mekodeshes? She didn't go through Tvila as yet. That's Tesis Kashi Mekodesh. So Tesis gives the Teretz, that the Amir has reference to a case where she's developed the Shengeus of the Chayim before she received the Shlashim. So the tefillah can take effect even before the tefillah, the second tefillah can take effect even before he gets the shtashim. This is the teretz in Yevamos. The mukiyesef in Yevamos gives the teretz that the second tefillah is only required in Rabbanon midraise. So it's not necessary to have a second tefillah. So one eleven, as soon as he gets the shtashichu from the oven, is mutalavi mikol. He's in Israel Gomel, and he's Mutalavi Bikol. But only the Rabbanon requires a second thing. Now, the Rambam, Shiti is, the Rambam says, Nimpere Yudimu Milches, Yisuri Bi Alochi Beis, Kishi Ishtachre Oebe, Tzorich Tila Acheres, Bikin Shrei Shio Binim, Shevoi Tikome Gerusei, Vigi Eki Yisroel, Vein Tzorich Likabel Olov Mitzvez, Ulidiei Ikri Adas, So the Roshan Rambam means Kishi Ishtacher Oeve Tzorich Tvila Acheres. He's Chilka Tesis. In other words, this Tvila cannot take place before the Shichu, only after the Shichu. And then he's Chilka Nikiyesev, he says that Midraise he requires the other Tvila. Because Sheboi Tigome Gerusi. So Rav Chaim explains the Shittas Rambam, and he answers the Kashi. And according to Rambam, against Rameya, how does Rameya say that Yesh B'Rosh Nazeh Rosh Shichu Mimele, she is Mekodeshes, but how can she be Mekodeshes? How can she be Mekodeshes? She still didn't go have the Tvile. So Teisve says that the Tvile took place before the Shichu, but the Rambam Shitei is Kishi Ishtachel Ebe Tzok Tvilachas. The Tvile cannot take place before the Shicho, and the Mukiyesev is the Teretz because it's only the Rabbanon. But the Shittas Rambam here is that it's in the Raise. So Rav Chaim says, the Rambam says, Boi Tikome Gerusei, Vidi Eki Yisroel. What does it mean? Boi Tikome Gerusei. And Evet Knaini is Mechuyev Mitzvah Ki Isho. But there is a fundamental difference between the Ptur of Mitzvah Seshas Man Kome in an Evet and the Ptur in an Isho. An Isho has the same precious Israel as an Ish, no difference whatsoever. So it's only the Ptur of Mitzvah Seshas Man Kome. An Evet, so vis-a-vis Mitzvah Seshas Man Kome, he doesn't have the full precious Israel. So Memele, so the other Tvile is necessary. The other Tvile is necessary in order to become Mechuyev Mitzvahs. As well. So the first tefillah when David was taking Shimabdus, so that gave him Mitzas Geus. The Rambam calls the tefillah Shimabdus Mitzas Geus because that did not endow David with full Tishas Yisrael. In regard to certain mitzvahs, so he was potter because he was not endowed with full Tishas Yisrael. And Nisha is also ptur of certain mitzvahs. But the Nisha is ptur for a different reason. Not because there is any diminution in Tishas Yisrael. And Nisha is ptur of certain mitzvahs. But the Neved is potter of certain mitzvahs because he doesn't have the full Tishas Yisrael. So mainly the first Geus endowed him was a mitzvah Geus. Did not endow him with full Tishas Yisrael. But the second Tefillah is necessary in order to endow him with full Tishas Yisrael. So, vis-a-vis Mitzvah Seshas Man Kome, so the reason is why a Levit is potter of Mitzvah Seshas Man Kome is because he doesn't have the full Tishas Yisrael. And when does he become Mechuyev in Mitzvah Ki Yisrael Gomor? Only after the second Tefillah. But, vis-a-vis the Tvisas Gushi, why, how do we know that an Eved that Kedushin is not Ifis in Enochas. So the more Kedushin Berigalima says, because Luis is happened by him. So Luis is happened by him implies two things. First of all, a Nisel of Chitin, and then a Slilet, that there could not be any Chitin. There couldn't be any Tris Kedushin. So how do we know that there is no Tris Kedushin in Akum in Enochas? In the Posik of Luis is happened by him. How do we know that there is no tzedushin in Shifcho, or an Evet cannot be mikabe Shivas Israel? So the Gemara in Dusha says, Shmulochem poim achamei, imadim lachamei. So in other words, so we see that the Gemara doesn't learn out that tzedushin is not Evis in Shifcho from the Posik of Yisrachimbo, but from the Posik of Shmulochem poim achamei. Now, the posik of Shmulochem poim achamei is peculiar to Evet and to Shifcho. It doesn't apply to Enochi. For example, the halacha that Ebedei Liyiches, accumulation Liyiches, accumulation is only Vateo. But Ebedei Liyiches, how do we know that an Ebed is only Liyiches from the posik of Shulach and Poyin HaMeya? So from the same posik of Shulach and Poyin HaMeya that we deduce that an Ebed is no Liyiches, so we also deduce that an Ebed, there is no Trisadushi. Mashain came and Akum, so there is no Trisadushin from the Posik. We learn out that when Akum there is no Trisadushin, we learn it out from the Posik of Mishatmer. Why? Because as far as the Posik of Mishatmer is concerned, so that applies only to an Akum who has no Kedushas Yisroel whatsoever, but an Eved who has Miksas Geus, who has Kedushas Yisroel, but not 100% Kedushas Yisroel, so the Mishatmer doesn't apply. So Mele, insofar as the Afkoye of Tvisas Dushi by Nakum is concerned, that doesn't apply to an Eved. That only applies to Nakum who has no Dushas Yisroel whatsoever, but an Eved has Dushas Yisroel. But the reason as to why by an Eved there is no Dushas Dushi is because of Shmulach and Poyim HaMeya. The Deen of Shmulach and Poyim HaMeya doesn't apply to Nakum. So in other words, the reason as to why by an Akum is not introduction, and by an Eved is not introduction. Two different reasons. By an Akum there is no introduction because of Mrs. Hatmer, Vahilach and Bechidim. And by an Eved there is no introduction because of Shulach and Bein HaMeya. But by an Akum we cannot say there is no introduction because of Shulach and Bein HaMeya. Because from the same posik implies that by Eved there is no Yiches, and by an Akum there is Yiches. Akum Yiches is only Vatero. So the Mele, what will be left in the between the, so in other words, there are two types of dinim by Eved. They are dinim that apply to Eved that are peculiar to Eved. For example, Eved El Yiches. That is a din that is peculiar to Eved. Akum Yesh Yiches. Then, there is a halacha that an Eved is potter of Mrs. Eshes as man kome. And then Akum is also potter of Mrs. Eshes as man kome. Akum is potter of all mitzvahs. So why is an Eved potter of Mrs. Sheshi Azman Gome? Because Mrs. Sheshi Azman Gome require the full Dushas Yisrael, and an Eved has only Miksas Geus. So the Mele, let's say an Eved who received the Shtar Shichu from the Ordo, but he didn't realize the Tfilah Shniyah B'Gil Bez in the interim period. Sometimes there might be a long period after the Eved received the Shtar Shichu from the Oden, but he did not immerse himself in a mikveh. Lishem, full geus. So, what? Does he have a din of an Eved, or he has a din of a Bechir? So, in regard to the halochas that are peculiar to our body, let's say, no Tvisas Dush by Eved. So, why isn't there Tvisas Dush by Eved? Because of an abusing halacha, because of Shulach and Pein HaMeya. So the moment he received the Shtar Shichu, the moment the Shifra received the Shtar Shichu from the Odin, even though she was not Kibeles, Bibelzen, so Tvisas Dushin is Tefes. But Mashain came in regard to Mrs. Eshas Mangome. Why is it a report of Mrs. Mangome? Because Mrs. Eshas Mangome require full Mrs. Yisrael. So even an Eved who already received the Shtar Shichu, but he still wasn't Tevel, Lishin Geus of Mechelin, so Mechelin doesn't have the full Mrs. Yisrael, so he's still Potter of Mrs. Eshas Mangome. So that's the reason why Rameya says, if he wrote in the Shtar, זה ציבי סקאצ'י בוי, זו יהיה כמו שנעשה שטר שיחור, זו במילה שהיא משמחרס מדת שטר, and she's מקודשת. And the question is, what she wasn't developed as yet? The answer is, Tvila is not מייקית in regard to this intuition. Tvila will be מייקית in regard to the חיוב of Mrs. Escher as man going, but not in regard to the Tvila intuition. In other words, by avoiding the two alohes, the abhuzika alohes, and that is removed, is poker with Shtar Shechur, and then an Eved does not have the full Bishas Yisroel. So when does he become endowed with the full Bishas Yisroel? Only when he realizes the Tvila, the Tvila Shino. So Mimele, Shita of Rashi is, the Shita of Rashi is, now Rashi, in Chumash, mentions Umkes. So according to Rashi, the Posik of the Sea of Deisho has reference to a soil who is Nasi in Shifo. So and it does not have reference to a soil who is Nasi in Nochas. So that means that the Isa what we call the Psukol of an Eved of a Shifo is not the same Psukol as the Psukol of an Akum. The Psukol of an Akum is implicit in the posik of Kiyosir as Bincho Macha. So, but the Mokir for the Psukol of Shifo of Neved is the posik of Luyye Kodesh. And Luyye Kodesh is based upon the Abduzdikal. It's not based upon the lack of full vicious Israel. Before I, according to Rashi, so if Israel will marry Nochris, he will not be even the love of the Siyad Desho. Only when he marries a sheep or is Israel, the love of the Siyad Desho. So we see that the Israel of the Siyad Kodesh, the Psukol of Emet, does not emanate from the same posik that serves as the basis, as the source for the Psukol of Akkad. Because when someone marries a Nochris, he is not in the Messiah of Deisho according to Rashi. And when someone marries a Shifo, he is in the love of the Messiah of Deisho. So the Messiah of Deisho is based upon the obvious aspect, not upon the fact that he doesn't have, that an Eved does not have full Dushas Yisroel. Does not have full Dushas Yisroel. So Mimele, if we say, Akum Be'ere, the Avduzdika Alohes are only Shayach to someone who has an Oved. But if someone, the Messiah Deisho, if someone will marry a Shifo that only yesterday received a Shtar Shicho from the Oved, but she was not in Veles Lishengeus of Chebechev, he will not be even allowed to Messiah Deisho. Because the Messiah Deisho is based upon the Avduz aspect of an Eved and a Shifo, not upon the non dush the diminution of full Dushas Yisroel. So Mele, if someone will marry a Shifo who already received the Shtar Shifo from the Oven, but who did not go through a Tvila, he will not be able to love of the Siyad Deisho. So Mele, the love of the Siyad Deisho applies only to a Shifo or to an Eved who still has not. Who is not Yetzel Chayos. So Mimele, in the case, the Ram Rashi Shite is only in the case of Akum HaBoal Bas Yisroel. So the blood is a blood kosher, and his Misyach is after the mother, but still he has the Psul Kol of the father, of Akum. Masheinkin Eved HaBoal Bas Yisroel, according to Rashi, since we pass like Mandom Rav Lat Kosher, and his Misyach is after the mother, so that means he's a Jew. He has the full Dushas Yisroel. If he has the full Dushas Yisroel, and he is not Misyach is after the father, so through the father, biological father is an Eved. But since he is a Lat Kosher, and his Misyach is after the mother, so that means he has the full Dushas Yisroel. And the biological father is not the father of his. If he's not the father of his, Does the Oden of the father have a Kiyan Abdus, a Kiyan Momin or a Kiyan Isa in the blood? Of course not. How can he have a Kiyan Momin or a Kiyan Isa? in the blood just because he's the biological child of the father in whom the old Hezekiah, but he's not Mishyachis after that father. So the Mele, and he's Mishyachis after the mother, and the Odin does not have any kinyan in the mother is a Bas Yisroel Gmura. So the Mele, he couldn't have the Psul Kol of Eved, because the Psul Kol of Eved, according to Rashi, is based upon the Abdus aspect. And the Abdus aspect is Ishayach only if the Eved has an Odin. But in the case of Eved Agol Bas Yisroel, so he's Mishyachis after the mother. So does that child have an Odin? He doesn't have an Odin. The Odin of the biological father is not an Odin of the child, because he's Yisroel. How can the Odin have a Kinyan Abdus in a Yisroel Gom? It's impossible. So Mimele, he could not have the Psul Kol of the father either. In the case of Akuma Balbas Yisroel, so mainly the child acquires the psukol of the father, the biological father. But in the case of Eved Balbas Yisroel, since the psukol of Eved is based upon the Abdus, the Kinyan Abdus, and in the case of Eved Balbas Yisroel, so the child is Mishyachis after the mother, so no one, he doesn't have an Odin. If he doesn't have an Odin, how could he have the Psul Kol of Eved? The Psul Kol of Eved is based upon the fact that he has an Odin. So Mimele, he's Mutalavim Kol. So that's why Rashi made the question, why does Shmuel say, Kol Domam Mishashmino Yasine? So Abdul, and he's also Lavim Kol, so Rashi asks, but it doesn't depend who the paternal ancestor is. It depends who the maternal, who the mother is. So this is of no significance. So Rashi gives the Teret. It is of significance, because since the paternal ancestor is an Eved, so the Bnei Yisroel were reluctant to marry them. So in Mele, there is a possibility, it's very likely, that the mother was also a Shifcho, because the Bas Yisroel would be reluctant to marry them. The implication being that if we knew that the paternal ancestor married a Bas Yisroel, then it would be Mutal of the Kol. But the question was, Rashi Shite is, like Teisa Shite in Bechiras Daf Mem Zayin, that Akum Ve'Eved Habo Bas Yisroel Bat Kosher. So what does it mean, Akum Habo Bas Yisroel Bat Kosher? That in order to be Lovi B'Kol, he requires Geus, so here too, he requires Shichur, and there was no Shichur. The answer is, Rashi says it only in regard to Akum Habo Bas Yisroel. So then, even though he's Mishyachis after the mother and he's Yisroel Gomo, but he acquires the Psul Kol of the biological father. But in the case of Eved Habo Bas Yisroel, it's not Shayach to say he's Yisroel, but he acquires the Psul Kol of the biological father who is an Eved. Because the Psul Kol of an Eved is necessarily linked with the fact that he has an Odin, who is a Kinyan Abdus, but here he has no Odin, the child, because he's Mishyachis after the mother, and the mother is an Israeli Gmura. How could he have an Odin? A Yisroel could not have an Odin. So Mimele, since he couldn't have an Odin, so he couldn't have the Psul Kol of Eved either. So only in regard to Akum Abba Abbas Yisroel, Rashi Shiki is, that he's also going to be called unless he's Mizgaya. But in the case of Eved Habo Bas Yisroel, so without Chichur, he's Mutalavim Mikol, because he couldn't have the Psul Kol of an Eved in view of the fact that the Psul Kol of an Eved is linked with the Kinyan Abdus that the Odin has in him. And he is Nisyachis after the mother, so no Odin has a Kinyan Abdus in him. So the Mele is Yisroel Gomo, and he's Mutalavim Mikol. So that's why Rashi has to resort to the Teretz, that it's very likely that no Bas Yisroel was willing to marry the paternal ancestor. So the Mele, his mother, is also a Shifcho. So that's why he is also a Shifcho. Thank you.
Zayin Baba Basra Beis Cheshvan Etoshin Mem October 23rd, 1979,
on Tuesday. As to why he said, why Yeshua said that Kol Dos in Beis Cheshvan Noi, so Abdul, but even if he's a descendant, even if the man is a descendant of all this, but if he married the Bas Yisrael, so the halacha is that Abdul married the Abba Bas Yisrael Abad Kosha. About Kosher. So Rashi in the Teretz, he revealed the fact that it was notorious that the pedigree of the descendant of the Beis Hashem Noyim was notorious. So Bas Yisrael was reluctant to marry them. So Memele, there is Minastam. So every Bas Yisrael anticipated that a certain descendant of Beis Hashem Noyim was an Eved. But the implication being that if we knew that a certain descendant of Beis Hashem Noyim married the Bas Yisrael, then the blood would be mutalami mikor. But the question is, Rashi Shite is, the pshat in blood kosher is, that he's mutalami mikor, but he requires gehus. So we said that it doesn't mean that he's not Israel. Of course he's Israel, because that's the halacha of Lodek Meisom. But in regard to the Psul Kol, so there is a halacha of Lei Halachacha Psulei, that without recourse to Yiches, that the child acquires the Psul Kol of either parent. So the Mele, Akum Vevet HaKashashit is, Akum Vevet HaBoa Bas Yisroel Abad Kosher, so he's not a Mamzer, and he's Yisroel, he has vicious Yisroel, but in order to be what we call, so he requires Geus. But that's only Shayach in regard to Akum HaBoa Bas Yisroel. But it's not Shayach in regard to Evet HaBoa Bas Yisroel. Why? Because, so I mentioned the Reb Chaim, that an Evet has two halachas. First of all, he has the Abdus Dike Alochas. And these are Alochas that are peculiar to Eved, that are not plagued by an Akum. For example, Eved Ewe Yiches. But Akum Yeshua Yiches. And then, there are certain Alochas, like the Ptur of Mrs. Eseshas Mankome. So, it's not like the Ptur of an Isho. An Isho is Ptur, because he is Ptur, it's Exas HaKosu. The Torah was not Mechayim an Isho in Mrs. Eshas Mangome. But the Levit is, according to the Rambam, so the reason is why a Levit is potter of Mrs. Eshas Mangome, because in regard to Mrs. Eshas Mangome, we require the full Gdushas Yisroel. And the Levit does not have full Gdushas Yisroel. It's only Mitzvah Geus. Now, and the reason is why, according to the Rambam, the second tefillah is required, when I say, is in order to endow David with full Gdushas Yisrael. Because the original Geus, Lishim Abdus, gave him only partial Gdushas Yisrael, not the full Gdushas Yisrael. So the reason as to why the Gdushin is not Eves in an Akum is because of Lishis Chatan. The reason as to why Gdushin is not Eves, Gdushin is not Eves in a Shifro is because of Shvulach HaPein HaMeir. The halacha of Shvulach HaPein HaMeir is peculiar to Eved. It doesn't apply to Akum. So the Mele, the Nafkemina would be, suppose an Eved was Nishtach, but he wasn't tableless yet. So, and a Shifro was Mishucheres. She received the Shtar Shichu from the Odom, but she wasn't tableless. The Tvila Shlio. So then, and somebody will be Mikadisha, so Gdushin will be Davis. But an Eved who was Mishtache or was not able as yet will not be Mechuyev Mises Eshaz Bangor. So in other words, as far as the Abduz Dikedinim are concerned, so that is Pokal with Shichu. As far as Mises Eshaz Bangor, that requires Thrilling. So Memele, the Rashi Shite is that the Psul Kol of an Eved is based upon the Posik of Nisi Egdesho. Nisi Egdesho depends upon the Avdus, not upon the lack of Dushas Yisrael. Because according, Rashi Shite is like the Ramban, and according to the Ramban,
And the same thing is true according to Rashi. So only if an Eved, if a Yisrael marries a Shifra, he's able to receive the Isha. But if he marries, let's say, a Nochis, he's not able to receive the Isha. So we see that receive the Isha is based upon the outer aspect of an Eved. The outer aspect of the Eved is tolu in outer, in the fact that he has an od. Now, so Memele Eved Abu Al Bas Yisrael, according to Rashi, Atma Abu Al Bas Yisrael, so Avlat Kosher and the Yerushas Yisrael, but he has the Pesuri Kol of Aku, even though he's not Mishiachis after the biological father, but he still has the Pesuri Kol of Aku. In order to be Mafkia the Pesuri Kol of Nochi, so he has to be Mizgayim. That he is mutalovim bikol, and he doesn't require any shichur. Why? Because in view of the fact that when an Eved is Baal Bas Yisrael, so the Vlad is only Misyachis after the mother. He is not Misyachis after the father. So does the Odin of the biological father have a kinyan avdus in the child? Of course not. How could he? So as far as the kinyan momin that the Odin has in Avodim, so that goes after the mother. Now the mother is a Baschelin, the Eved married the Bas Yisrael. So the male, the father, the biological father is an Eved. The Odin has a kinyan avdus in the biological father, but in the child, to Alpidi, legally, he is not a child of the biological father, so the male, he doesn't have any kinyan avdus in him. So if he doesn't have any kinyan avdus, so the male, the Lisiyak Deisha doesn't apply. Lisiyak Deisha is based upon the avdus aspect. Avdus aspect. So the male, Rashi raised the question, why did Shmuel say, call your man bis chashmino in kasine? Avdu, the male is also going to be called. What's it going to be called? Because we anticipate that he married a Shifra also, but even if he didn't marry a Shifra, he should be also going to be called a Kohen to Rashi. The answer is only in connection with Akma Baal Bas Yisrael. So he's also going to be called until he goes through Geus. But in connection with Eved Baal Bas Yisrael, so then he's Mutar going to be called. He doesn't require Shechu, because since he's Misyachis after the mother, so he's not an Eved B'Kdushas Gufei. No one has a Kohen Avdus, but he will not be Chayev. So he will not be chayev. So let's say an Eved who was mishtachet. So he's potter of mishtachet as man gomet. But here, insofar as the psul kol is concerned, that's not based upon the fact that he doesn't have full vicious Yisrael. But that was the Teretz HaRashi. But that will be told on another shayla. Now, I mentioned the name of my father, that the Shittas HaRambam is not as the Avin Meluim says, that Yisrael is only also Mishifra Min Rabona. No, that the Shittas HaRambam is that Yisrael is also Mishifra Min Rais. But the Rambam is not Chilik on the Talmud Munkalis. But whereas Rashi and the Rambam hold that the Pshutish Mikro of Lisiyak Deisho has reference to Shifra, so according to the Rambam, the Pshutish Mikro and the Ikalab of Lisiyak Deisho has reference to Biaznus, to Ponu Habo Alaknuyo Deraznus. But it's also the Ezuntala says, since by Shifra there is no Tvisas Dushin, so there is no Kianishas in Shifra, so the Mele, marrying a Shifra also comes within the love of Lisiyak Deisho. But the Ikalab does not apply to it. So the Mele, there is no Malkis. Because Malkis there is only an Elab where the Ikalab has reference to a certain Isa. Not if it's just Nichlal, and the traditional Mikro doesn't have reference to it, then it's a Lafshe Bechloles in regard to the other Isa that is Nichlal. Just as there is no Malkes, let's say, there is no Malkes for Eichel B'Yodai Misoris. It's Nichlal Nelav Motishakzu, because the Ikalav of Motishakzu has reference to Eichel Shvotzim O'Mosi. And that is Nichlal, so it's a Lafshe Bechloles. So it's a Lafshe Bechloles. Now, that is the Shittas HaRambam. Now, the question is this. Maybe Now, there is a machlekes between Rabbi Shimon and the Rabbanon as to whether there is malkes when someone is mishatein with an akum, not mishivumis. So the Rabbanon of Rabbi Shimon B'Yochai says only that the love of this mishatein applies only to shivumis, but it doesn't apply to any other akum. Rabbi Shimon B'Yochai says that it applies ki yosi al rabbis is kol amisrei. The children is al nichla on the love of this ischati. There is a machlekes b'sheini how we pass them, whether we pass them like rabbonon or we pass them like shemichon. We klug we should pass them like rabbonon. Yochid ramalachik rabbin. But many sugyas accord with Rav Shimon. So the mele the Rambam passes like Rav Shimon that if someone marries in ochris. Or if a Bas Yisroel marries in Ochri, so is Chayav Derech Hitun, so is Chayav Malkes. The Rambam Perek Yudveis, Miluches Yisroel Biye, Halocha Aleph says, Yisroel Shebo Al Akum Mishorum is Derech Hishes, O Yisraeli Shem Yivalo Al Akum Derech Hishes, Harim Reiki Min Ateren, Shenema Alo Is Yishatun Ben, Is Yishatun Bo, Bitcho Lisika Libnei, U Bitel Lisika Libincho, Echot Shiva Amimim, Ve Echot Kolume Is Biis Hazeh, Ve Chay Mifuresh Al Diezre, ואשר לא ניתם בניסינו לעמי אורץ ואז בניסיהם לא ניקח לבנינו. So it's משמע from the posik that it's also midrais, and there it wasn't in connection with Zainumis, because was our chirev ubril is probably lo mkulei, so there were no Zainumis in the time of Ezra. Anyway, so the Rambam paskens like Rapshim, the two paskens like the Rambam, the machlekes v'shem how we pass now. So but the Beir Agelo in Eben Ezer, I think it's Simen Ches Yutes, so he mentions that in the name of the Sefer that was written by Rav Shaul Motiro, he was the Rav of Amsterdam, and he was the Rav who put Spinoza in Chere. So we don't have that Sefer. Maybe there is, but I never saw the Sefer of Rav Shaul Motiro and Shulchan Aruch. So, but the Beir Agelo mentions in Eben Ezer, in the name of Rav Shaul Motiro Sefer, that he mentioned kamo rayes, that even according to the Rabbonim of Rav Shimon, that the love of Lisis Chatman, applies only to Zion Meis, but there is a Nisa de Raise. Even according to the Rabbanon of Rav Shimon, there is an Issa deraisa of marrying Enoch. But the machleket between Rabbanon and Rav Shimon is whether there is malchus. Now, what's the pshat? As a matter of fact, of course, there can become rais. I didn't see the sefer of Rav Shaul Motiro. But there can become rais that there is an Issa deraisa. First of all, the Rambam mentions Eraya that the halacha is like Rav Shimon. So he mentions a raya from Ezra, but the question is, what will the Rabbanon do? I mean, b'chei lifurash al de'ezre, v'asher l'nitam b'niseinu la'am ha'oretz, v'niseyem l'nitam l'vaneinu, and the implication is that it's also not Torah, not mid-Rabbanon. So the answer is, even Rabbanon ha'meides, Rav Shaul Motiro says, that there is Nisa Raise. The machlek is between the Rabbanon. Does anyone have a Chumash? Dvori? No one has? No, you don't have to. It's alright. We'll be without Chumash. Okay. I got all this word, the Chumash. Okay, anyway. So, ki Yosir has been Chomacharai. So, this is Chatmah, Bitcho Lissitin Libnei, Ubitel Lissitin Libimcho. And then it's Ki Yosir. This is the time. Now, so the Rabbonon learn out ki yosi al rabbis is kol amisir. Ki yosi al rabbis is kol amisir. So in other words, so the Rabbonon say that even though the posik of Mrs. Chatman is mentioned in connection with certain halochas that are peculiar, that apply only to Zayin Amini, L'sichrismu and Bris, and Mrs. Chatman, so the mele, so then I should say that it applies only to Zayin Amin. So since the Torah mentioned Kiyosi here, so that indicates that Lois is Hatin, even though it's mentioned in connection with loving, that apply only to Zainamim, but Lois is Hatin itself applies to all of us. That's the Pshat. That's according to Rav Shimon. That's according to Rav Shimon, not according to Rav Shimon. According to Rav Noh, he doesn't darshan ki Yossi le Rav is kolam isirin, that ki Yossi is explanatory of the scope of Lois is Hatin. So the Mele, just as the other law apply only to Zainanamim, so the law of Lysis Chatan also applies only to Zainanamim. But I mentioned already once here now that the Rambam is Masik and Aloches Deilis is why the Rambam Aloches Deilis mentions in the Nina Mitzvah the law of this seasonal orets. The seasonal orets, the Molo orets in. So he says, one of the glory of the Rambam, of the Shoroshim in the Rambam is, the timing that the Torah mentions are not to be included in the Mian Alamo and the Mian Esses. So, the question is, and Radaloch Davis mentions, and Lysisne Kimolo Oretzimo, Lysisne Oretz Kimolo Oretzimo, is mentioned as a town on the Isaiah of Al-Zechalu Esbitcho Lasneiso. So the Rambam says this should not be mentioned because this is only Tam and the Yisrael of Al-Sechal is Bitchol Aznis. So what is the Shite of the Aloch HaDeles that even a law that is mentioned as a Tam, as long as it is spelled out in the form of a law, Lysisne Oretz Kimol Oretz Imo, so the Mele is also included, is also counted in the Bina. But the question is, how can the Rambam say that the Tam is not to be counted, but the Flamet Bovi, Yivomes, I mentioned that. The Gemara says, Omer Blizab Yaakov, Minayin Sholi Yiso Odo Misho Bin Dino Zu, Bin Yisho Bin Da Sacheres, She Bin Yimtso Och Nesi Yisachesi, She Nema Kimolo Orezi. So that's it. Koshi Gmur and the Rambam also mentioned that Allah. So obviously, even a Tam, that the Torah mentions, not timing that the Torah doesn't spell out, but timing that the Torah itself spells out is also a basis of Isurim. Because if the Torah mentions, let's say, Kimolo Oretzimo, as a reason as to why, Al-Zechal is Bitchol Azneiso, so in other words, we see that the Torah is Makbit on this situation of Kimolo Oretzimo. So maybe it implies an Isya. But Malkes there couldn't be, because it's not something that is Mifurash Batel. So mainly there couldn't be Malkes. And since it is not explicitly spelled out, don't do this, don't do that, but it is only implicit in the language of the Pasuk that the Torah doesn't want you to do it. So mainly the Shitas Rambam is, it's not counted in the Min Alam. It's not counted in the Min Alam, and there is no Malkes on it. According to Halacha Deilis, there could be Malkes too. So Mele, but Enisa there is. So it's like all the Yisurim that are deduced to the Midah Shatir and the Rashid Ben. So the Rambam says, yeah, not to be counted in the Mina Mitzvahs. But it's still an Isa the Raisin, it's a Raisin. So there are certain Kloli, which when the Gemara says Tayag Mitzvahs, Nemo Lemesh Misinai, so it means Tayag Mitzvahs that are explicitly spelled out, not deduced to the Midah Shatir and the Rashid Ben, and not implicit in the time, but there's certainly a nisa implicit in the time of the Torah. So the mele, everybody is made, even the Rabbonon, this is the pshat of Shom Mortem, even the Rabbonon of Rav Shimon are made, since the Torah says as the time for the nisa of this is Chatman, even though according to Rabbonon this is Chatman literally applies only to Zainanamim, but since the Torah mentions the town Kiyosia, so the mainland, this Kiyosia itself implies an Isa against Chitin with all the women. But according to Rav Shimon, so this Kiyosia is not just a town. This Kiyosia is explanatory of the scope of Rishishat. According to Rabbonon, it's not explanatory of the scope of Rishishat. But there is an Isa. So according to Rav Shimon, that it's explanatory of the scope. So maybe there is Malkus also. But according to Rabbonon, there is... intellect mentions the level is here deish. That's what the Ramban mentions. But the Chinuch says, because the Torah says ki yosi lirabis kol amisirim, so the mele it is marve nevetu neved neshipro. Why? Because neved neshipro does not have full kedushas Yisrael, so the mele it's included in the iser of ki yosi lirabis kol amisirim. Rabbis kol amisirim. Even according to the rabbonim mafreshim. And then on the other hand, it's probably true that even according to Rav Shimon, who says that one is chayav malkes for his chatan when he intermarries, the woman is other than zayin amanim, but even the chinuch will be made that even according to Rav Shimon that his chatan applies to all women, so there is only malkes for marrying an akum in ochri, but not for marrying shifu. Because according to Rav Shimon, Kiyosir is explanatory of the scope of this Yisrael. So that means the judicial mikro of this Yisrael has reference to all the umis, but only to umis who have no religious Israel. But an Eved has ksaz gemus, he is ochicho b'mitzves, he doesn't have the full religious Israel. So even Rav Shimon will be made that the love of this Yisrael doesn't apply to them. But the extra Yisrael of Kiyosir l'rabis kol amisirin, That applies. Alright, anyway, this is, so the Chinuch says that when someone marries a Shifra, so he's either the Yisrael of Kiyosia, there is no Malkus. And from the Rambam it's also Mashma that way. The Rambam says, I mentioned last time, in Pirkei Beis Bechus Yisroel B'ye, Halacha Yedgimu, Al Yehi Ovin Zeh Kal Beinecho, Mipnei She'im Bi Malkus Minateo, שגם זה גרם לבן מוסו מאחרי עד השם שהבן מן השיף אוהבת ואינה מישראל ונמצו גרם לזה רק ידש לישחלי וליש מבורי. So he says it's not a slight avera, it's a very serious avera מהרמי נשיף פה. Why? שגם זה גרם לבן מוסו מאחרי עד השם. So what does it mean? The Rambam does not just use nice glitzes. I mean, so the Rambam means שגם זה גרם לבן לא סומך עד השם, so ממילא הצניח לו in the Yisrael of Kiyosef. There is no Malkus, but הצניח לו, like the Chinuch, שגם זה גרם לבן לא סומך עד השם, שהבן מן השיף אוהבת, אם ישראל, אם זה גרם זה הכי לסחל ויצחלים, הרי הוא כלס המתארגי, כאילו הוא בי לסבת בשיפחו בכלל יהיה קודש לא יסייב דשם. So that means he agrees with Unkeles. But where is Rashi and the Rambam say that according to Unkeles, that's the judicial mitro? It's according to Rambam, the judicial mitro of Lysiyev Teicho has reference to Pona Abola Pnuya Deroz Nus. But it's Nichla Shifra. So there are two Yisurim. In marrying Shifra, there are two Yisurim that are involved, and there is no Malkus for either. Why? Because it's not the Ikala. First of all, it's nichlal in the Yisrael of Yisrael Teisho, then it's also nichlal in the Yisrael of Kiyosir. Now, but we have to say that Rashi is chelik. Because if we say, like the Rambam and like the Chinuch, so then according to Rashi Shikur, first of all, the Rambam and the Chinuch, they reject Rashi Shitin in Gdushin, that Akum Abal Bas Yisroel Abad Kosha means that he's kosher, and if he's, but in order to be Bobby Cole, he has to be Mizgaya. The Rambam and the Chinuch say like almost Rishonim in the way we pass him, that kosher means he doesn't require any gales. He doesn't require any gales. But if, let's say, if Rashi had agreed with the Shitas Rambam and the Chinuch that marrying the Shifro involves the Yisrael of Kiyosi also, now, why does it involve an Yisrael of Kiyosir? Because an Eved does not have full vicious Yisrael. So that means anyone who does not have the full vicious Yisrael comes within the Yisrael of Kiyosir. The Rabbis Kol Amisirim. So Memele, then Rashi should say that Eved Abual Bas Yisrael, so he is a Yisrael, he has vicious Yisrael, but he's also only because until he is mishtachreir, and he becomes mishuchreir, Mishucha doesn't have to become Mishucha until he goes through Tvile, the second Tvile, because the second Tvile according to the Rambam is required in order to endow the Eved who was already Nishtachir and whose Avdus was spoken already through the Shtashichu. So in order to endow him with full Bishas Yisrael, because the original Tvile endowed him with partial Bishas Yisrael. So the Mele, according to the Rambam and the Chinuch, so an Eved should have two Psulikol. A regular Eved should have two Psulikol. The Psulikol of Eved, and the Psulikol of Eved is grounded in the Kiyan Avdus. That's the Chayach vis-a-vis Akum ve'Eved Aboah Bas Yisrael, so the blood is Mesiachis. I mean, Eved Aboah Bas Yisrael, so the blood is Mesiachis for the mother. So the Odin of the biological father has no Kiyan Avdus in him. So that Psulikol is the Chayach, but according to the Rambam, an Eved has another Psulikol, the Psulikol of Akum. Because every Eved does not have the full Bishas Yisrael until he goes through the Tvilo Shnio. So the Mele, if Rashi had agreed with the Shitas Rambam, then Rashi wouldn't test the Kashe. Why do we say, called Orma, Bis Hashunuika, Sin Evedu, but maybe the mother was a Bas Yisrael? So Rashi says, no, we anticipate the possibility that the mother was also a Shiva. But the implication being that if we knew that the mother was a Bas Yisrael, even though the father is a descendant of Beis Hashmonoim, if Beis Hashmonoim, so then he would be mutalobi b'kol. If Rashi had agreed with Shitas Rambam that every Eved has two psulikols, the psulikol of Avdus that emanates from the possible Siyev Deisho, and that's grounded in the Kiyan Avdus, that's Nachayah, that is Nachayah. That doesn't apply to the blood of Eved Aboah Bas Yisrael. But then, according to the Rambam, every Eved has the psulikol of Akum. Now, the psulikol of Akum is based upon the fact that an Eved does not have the full Bishas Yisrael. So, Mele, that's not grounded in the Kiyan Avdus. That's grounded in the fact that the Neve does not have the full Bishas Yisrael. So inasmuch as the biological father does not have the full Bishas Yisrael, so mainly the biological child acquires his Tzukol of Akum, of not having the full Bishas Yisrael either, unless he goes through a second Tvile. So mainly, even if we knew that the mother of a certain descendant of Yisrach Menoi was a Bas Yisrael, he should still be also loving the call without Yehus. So it's a Raya that Rashi is Chilik on the Rambam and on the Chinuch, and according to Rashi, the only Psukko of an Eved is based upon the love of this Yekdesho and the Yekodesh, and the love of the Yekodesh of the Yekdesho is based upon the Kiyan Avdus. That cannot apply to the blood of an Eved Aboah Bas Yisrael. So that's why Rashi has that Kashe, and that's why Rashi is forced to say that the reason as to why is also loving be called a descendant of Yisrach Noim is because we anticipate that since the father is an Eved, that the mother was also Yisrach. All right. All right, now we're up to the Gemara. Ubobe Barbute Chobeda. How did Bobe Barbute advise Hodes, who was a Roshe, to build the Misabit? After all, that was a big schutz. And that affected for Hodes a certain degree of Kapore, because he was such a Roshe. So the schutz. So the schus affected a certain degree of kapore, so he did a chesed with Hodes. How was he allowed to do a chesed with Hodes? Hodes was such a roshi. So, you know, how we know that it's also have to give an eitzet eivo to do a chesed with a roshi? So, v'omar Rav Yehuda, omar Rav, v'tein Rav Yehoshua ben Levi, v'tnimah l'nash Doniel. Doniel was Nenesh. What was the Nenesh? So the Gemara says here, at the end, either because shechatchu migrosei, because he was fired from his position in the Malchus, he was called the Malchus, or because he was thrown in the in the Beraois, this is from the Beraois. Why was in Enesh at all? Daniel was such a tzaddik. Why was in Enesh in such a severe way? Because of the chet he committed in giving a late teve to Nuhadnetzah. Nuhadnetzah. In other words, Nuhadnetzah had a certain dream. And in that dream, he beheld that he's going to be overtaken by a great misfortune. And Doniel interpreted the dream. And Doniel, in order to postpone the punishment of Nebuchadnezzar, so Doniel said to him that he advised, exhorted him to do a lot of tzedakah, to give, to help out the poor. So that will alleviate his Enesh. And the end was that the Enesh was deferred because of that, Nebuchadnezzar's Enesh. Because he listened to the advice given by Daniel and he gave Zloket Lani. So in other words, he did a chesed to Nebuchadnezzar. He postponed the misfortune that overtook him for 12 months. So because of that, he was damaged. So we see that it's also to give an Eitz HaTeivo, because Eitz HaTeivo is one of the forms of Nus Chasodim. So the Mele and a Roshe like Nebuchadnezzar, you're not allowed to do begin a Chesed. So that was the reason as to why Doniel was damaged. So how was Gobel ben Butte allowed to give an Eitz HaTeivo to Nebuchadnezzar? In other words, your sins redeem with Zdoko. So your iniquities will be redeemed by the generosity you show to poor people. This is what Daniel said to Nebuchadnezzar. Tevat, so you uchsi kulimot Nebuchadnezzar ma'uko uchsi ulitzos yarchim chiyosim. So the misfortune that was predicted in the dream, so did overtake him finally, but it was postponed for 12 months. So, and who was responsible for this? Daniel. So Daniel was damaged. So we see that it's also to give an etzetivo yechesed to a roshik. To a Roshi Gomu like Nebuchadnezzar. And Hudes was in the same caliber. He was also, Nebuchadnezzar was a Ritzayah, Hudes was a Ritzayah. So, how was Gomu ben Butte allowed to give an Eitz HaTeivo to Hudes? So, the Gemara gives it to us. Iboy Yeseime Shane Abde de Chayim Ritzes. Iboy Yeseime Shane Visamigdosh. Di Loi Malchos, Loi Mizben. So Tutaruti, one teretz is that a neved, since he's mechuyev in mitzvahs, so even if he's a roshi gomo, like Hudes certainly was a roshi gomo. I mean, the chachomim were kavei of the day, zayin b'kislev as yontem for future generations. So that shows what kind of a roshi he was. The chachomim, what kind of a roshi the chachomim considered. But since he was mechuyev in mitzvahs. So the Mele, there is no Isa. And Nakumi Roshe, there is an Isa. But in Israel Roshe, there is no Isa. That's what he was. The boy is saying, Shane Bizamidosh. The Loi Malchus, Loi Mizbele. So here, Bob Ben Butte, had to advise Hudes that way, not because he wanted to do a chesed with Hudes. Hudes, so in other words, according to the second motion, it's osea to give an Eitz HaTeivo even to an Eved HaRoshi, not only an Akum HaRoshi, but even to an Eved HaRoshi it's osea. But here he didn't give him the advice. Daniel gave an Eitz HaTeivo to Nebuchadnezzar in order to help Nebuchadnezzar, in order to affect, or not affect Kapor, it was impossible to affect Kapor, but in order to alleviate or to postpone the punishment that was destined to overtake Nebuchadnezzar. So he did it machmas Chnino to Nuhaneza, but he, Abon Mute, was not interested in helping out Hodes. He was only interested in helping out Klal Yisrael in order that the Bisamino should be rebuilt. So the main way it's not. We don't hear, we know the enemy Shirim Shimirzilla di Cresto Asoch, Vomara Masor Zenonia, Michamandova Shikotrum in Gloss, El Mandova Shikotrum in Gloss, Nachtor in Opi. So how do we see that he was an Esh? We can remember the Shaduli Guvita Arias. But he was thrown, he was cast into the Kufa Hoyas. Well, now let's see the Rashi. Nenis Doniel, Kantorjon Chei, Mauti for Rachos in Divinaho, Bimichalani, Mechninasani, that was the Eitze, Bihain Tei, Alto Shoseho, Yerech, Shomeho, Kuremot, Kolachalim Shoponis. The disaster finally overtook him. I mean, the final disaster that overtook him had less consistent in the fact that he deported himself like an animal, and he was creeping at the end of his life, and fall like an animal and eat grass. That was the disaster. But that disaster was postponed. Alright. Gutsos Yalchi. Friosov Bishvatsosi Shodaniel Tolo Shne Mosachich. Now let's see what the Hamas says. So the Rama says, "Avo eved d'shaya b'mitzves shor." Now, Rabbi Gershon says, "Rabbi Gershon, I mean that's really Rosh Nagmore. I shall have the chayav b'mitzves." But Rabbi Gershon spells out something. He says, "Shane eved mishum d'avishaya b'mitzves she'in azman grome v'hu deselto." So there is a difference between the Rama and Rabbi Gershon. Rabbi Gersh in Rama doesn't spell out mitzvah says she has one. He says mitzvahs in general. And the question is, I mean, the plain pshat in the Gemara is like the Rama. Why does Rabbi Gersh spell out mitzvah says she has one? Why does he spell it out? That's the only thing. After all, he's mechuyev in all ezeses. And everything is mechuyev in all ezeses. In mitzeses, so he's only mechuyev, mitzeses shaloy azman kome. But loizeses, he is mechuyev. So the Rama says, shane eved, ishaya b'mitzves, and he passes like that Rosh. There is a machleket between the Rama and the Rambam. How we pass? Because according to the first Rosh, so in eved the Rosh became divinated to him. According to the second Rosh, and even the Rosh he cannot give an Eitzetev either. So the Rambam, Luchzatzir, Shmeras Nefesh, paskins like the second Rosh. And that's the cloud, the sheet of the Rambam, always to paskin like the second Rosh. The Rambam in Peri, Yudbeis, Luchzatzir, Shmeras Nefesh, Haloche Yudalet. So he says as follows. Kol shos olim kalim kol mas olim kalim tzvoyu shu misli mipni shem nitzo marzik yadev ravir o machshel vichim kol amachshel ivir bidrovo vishi eitu shen igenes vishchidi kidev ravir o shu ivir vinerei derach haemes vintar vaslibei hari zeiv alo eses shenem alo vinilo es kimich shu abon vitchum mchoy eitu kim eitu al geres lo den naloch et eslovi says vioso lahashi eitu teivoli mitchobi o yu evet roshi vapilu lahashi eitu she yaset va mitzvo vu eime birishei osa. Like the second Rosh, the Tibn and Evet Rosh Yitzos. Well, it's not the Niel, El Al Shinisi Yitzol Yuchanetz Al Yitzol Zoko. Shinem Alem, Malko Malko Yishapar Alach. So, the Rama passed, it's like the first Rosh, that by an Evet, a Rosh, you're allowed to give an Eitz Tib. So he says, because he shayav mitzvahs. In other words, not mitzvah says that Shaloy Azman Kome. That is not the significant thing. The fact that he's chayav mitzvahs, so maybe that shows that he has vicious Yisrael, mixas veus. In other words, it's osea, to give an Eitz Teire, to do a Chesed with a Roshe Gomo who doesn't have Kedushas Yisrael, but a Roshe Gomo who has Kedushas Yisrael, even if he has only Mikzas Gerus, not full Kedushas Yisrael, it's not us. So according to the Rama, that is the machleket between the two Polishes and the Gemara. Everybody will agree, even the second Roshe, that the Yisrael Gomo, who is a Roshe Gomo, there is certainly no Yisrael to give him an Eitz Teire. But the question is, how about the Neved Roshe? Neved Roshe. So the first Roshe says that an Neved Roshe, even if he's a Roshe Gomo, so there is no Yisrael to give him an Eitz Teire because he has. Because he is Mixas Geirus, even though he doesn't have full Vishis Yisrael. And the second Russian says, no, if somebody has full Vishis Yisrael, even if he's a Russian Gomor, there is no Yisrael to give him an Eitz Teire. But Mashiach came, if he does not have full Vishis Yisrael, only Mixas Geirus, and if he's a Roshe, so it's Oseh to give him an Eitz Teire. That's the Pshat according to Rama. Now, why is it Oseh? Is there a special Israel in the Torah to give an Eitz Teire to an Akum Roshe or to an Eved Roshe? Where is such an Israel? But the Pasuk in Daniel, so right? So that's it. So there must be a certain Israel. What Israel is there? So obviously, the Israel of giving an Eitz Teire to an Akum Roshe or even to an Eved Roshe, call it Moloshin, is probably based upon the Pasuk of Nisachonim. And the law of this honey is not allowed to give a matnas chinam. He doesn't need that a matnas chinam. Chine chesed. So to an akum. An akum who is ever on zayin mitzvah neneach. That's a roshe. And a neneach who is ever on zayin mitzvah neneach is a roshe. Has a shem roshe. And as a matter of fact, the Jewish Chadva says that akum shebechutz loretz. Gemara says akum shebechutz loretz l'avim le'avizorei. Elo min agav yisayim yedeyim. What does it mean? B'neiach is muzar l'avizorei. But akum shebechutz loretz. So akum shebechutz yisroel b'zmanah bayis. So every b'neiach had to be mikabel mitzayim mitzayim b'neiach and he had to be a teisho. So b'meile, if a b'neiach had the child who became an imid avizorei pagan, so b'meile, he had the shem roshi. Masha'inkin akum shebechutz loretz, they were raised like that. So just as the children of the tzduki, the Rambam says, have a din of onus because they are raised that way, so the children of the Akum also have a din of onus, insofar as the Yisrael of Avizor is concerned. So Mele, so the Rambam says, Akum shebechutz loretz, lav in the Avizorim, el minhag avisayim biyodeihem. So Mele, the lav of Lisichonim doesn't apply, unless he's aver on the other. And the other Avera is subsides in the Neach, and that is not an Olus. Let's say if he's a Ritzeach, he's a Gazlan, he's a Ganon. So Melele is a Roshe because of the other Averas of Zionis in the Neach. But insofar as the Avera of Avrizor is concerned, so the love of Lissachonim, the Radva says, does not apply to Akum Shebechutz Loretz. To Akum Shebechutz Loretz. Now, as a matter of fact, when we learned Chum, so I mentioned that this is really mentioned in the Tesis in Chum, Daf Yud Gimel, because the Gemara says in Chum Daf Yud Gimel, the Gemara says Omar Rav Nachman Omar Rabbe Baravue a minim biur be umeisevit chobi vok hazinon biike. So how can you say that there are no minim be umeisevit chobi? What does it mean? So Rashi says, mean, kumer ho'odu b'avrizor. That's it. In other words, so the Gor, the Bir HaGor points out in your day that insofar as the aloha of Meridim Lemayim is concerned, so it only applies to a kumer ho'odu b'avrizor, not to someone who is just Eved HaVrizor, So, why? What does it mean, kumer ho'odu? Oduk, Oduk means that he is Mesi Sumadiach, other people to Avizore. And Eved Avizore, one who is himself an Eved Avizore, but he doesn't try to convert others. So in other words, the Din of Mevinu Lemayim applies
to ikume odu bavizore, one who is meisi sumadia chadas. So the Gemara says, a meaning Omar Rav Nachman Ravue, a meaning mumis vichovi, vokachazin on diike, eime in rei vichovi. In other words, most of the vichovi are not kumrim lavizore. So what's the right? I mean, so how can we see from that ein reivik dikichobi mini, because nochim shebechutz loretz labi dikichobi mei, and we are saying it in. So that tends to imply that akum shebeartz Yisrael amini, but it's not so. When Rav Nachman Omar Rabbi Avuya says that ein reivik dikichobi mini, he doesn't mean only ein reivik dikichobi shebechutz loretz mini. He means even ein reivik dikichobi beartz Yisrael mini. So what's the right? So Tesis explains it. Since Nochim shebechutz loretz labi dikichobi mei, so mimele hilkar beartz Yisrael name. In adukim kol kach, sheim kol maaseyam l'shiyam l'shkhovim. Tesis, what's the pshat in Tesis? So I said, I mean, the pshat in Tesis is this. Now, the halacha is the Jewish Rabbah says, that since nochim shebechutz lo avir avizorim and mitapsim yedeyem, so what does it mean by that, Rabbi Yechanan? Rabbi Yechanan means, now there is halacha, or there is halacha of l'ma'akum v'reibim et akol l'mayum l'mayum. Akum v'reibim et akol l'mayum l'mayum. So why is it l'mayum l'mayum? Because of the love of Yisachonim, the Rambam says. So akum shebechutz loretz, so we are malei son. So the aloche of l'mayum l'mayum doesn't apply to akum shebechutz loretz because they are anusim. It's ma'aseh aviseyim yedeyem. What difference does it make whether it's a l'chovin or l'chovin or l'chutz loretz? It does make a big difference. Bizman abayis, so all the b'nei neyach in Eretz Yisroel were gerotation. So if somebody became an Eved Avizore, so a pagan, so that means he wasn't an onus. But Hakim Shebechutz Loretz, Bizman abayis, were raised as Eved Avizore. So mele the anus. And the din of loymayin or akum v'reivim medakol loymayin or meridim is based upon the shem roshe of akum. So an akum v'zeiver and zayim mitzvah neyach has a shem roshe. So v'meile akum shebechutz loretz does not have the shem roshe of akum. So v'meile it's mayin, it's not loymayin or meridim. So in respect to which akum do we say loymayin or meridim? In respect to the Akum Shebeart Yisroel Bizman Abayis, they were not Maisei Aviseyam Yedeyem. So this is what Tesis says. Since Rabbi Yechanan says Akum Shebechutz Loretz Labi Yerichovim El Minik Aviseyam Yedeyem, what does he mean by that? So in other words, in respect to Akum Shebechutz Loretz, we don't apply the Aloche of L'mayon L'mayim. The Yisachonim doesn't apply. So in respect to whom does the Yisachonim apply? In respect to the Akum Shebeart Yisroel. So it's a raya that even the Akum Shebeart Yisroel who are in the Avizor of the Rotsen do not have a din of me. Because if they had a din of me, so then by meaning the Aloche is Meridim L'mayim, not L'mayim L'mayim. So what the Radva says is really implicit in Tesis. And then it's not only according to the Mashos Pshat, it's a Gemore Mifureshes. It's a Gemore Mifureshes in Chum. The fifth line from the end of the Amid. Vov Amidal. Ve'yomar Rav Yitzchok. May dechsiv is a posik in Yishayon. May dechsiv yuchan rosho ba'olom etzedek. Oma Yitzchok lefnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu ribeinu shel olam. Yuchan Esav. So,
So Yitzchok said before HaKadosh Baruch Hu that Chnina should be granted to Esau. Omalei Roshu. So there cannot be any Chnina granted to him. Omalei Balomei Tzedek. Omalei Be'aretz Nechichis Yiva Yavi. Omalei Imkei Bal Yiro Geus Hashem. So in other words, so Chnina cannot be granted to him. Now, it appears like a divrei agodah, but according to the Marsho's pshat, there is a basic halacha mentioned here. So the Marsho here explains, what does it mean, Yuchal Esav? It doesn't mean Esav, the son of Yitzchak. It means Esav means the Akum, because Akum nikroim al shem Esav. And v'horaye, that he said, then the Rebbe Nishom said to Beretz Nechiches Yahweh, he destroyed the Bishamidosh. Esau, the son of Yitzchak, did not destroy the Bishamidosh. It's the Akum, the Vikhobim, who destroyed the Bishamidosh. So Esau is the name for the Vikhobim. So this is how the Marsho explains it. So Yitzchak said before HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Yuchanes, Omalei Oshu. So Yisachon, Omalei Balomitzek. So Yitzchok said, but they were raised as Eidei Arizoi, so they didn't know any better. They didn't learn the right Ashkofes. They didn't learn any Torah. So how do you expect them not to be Eidei Arizoi? They are Yusi. Omalei, the Rebbe Nishom said to Yitzchok, Beretz Nechiches Yahweh. All right. Granted, you're right. As far as the Avir of Avizor is concerned, so they are Yusi. There's the Aloha Hakim Shibachutz Loretz, Lavu the Avizor, Elimini Rabbi Seyed Yadayim, so it's a Koy of Shem Roshi if somebody is an Onus. But how about destroying the Bishamidosh? How about the fact that they killed so many Jews and they robbed? It doesn't mean just destroying the Bishamidosh. This is just an example of all the atrocities that they committed against the Jews, and that they are not a Muslim. They are Nusim, and the fact that they are in the Arizor. They are not a Nusim. So here, so what does the Gemara say here? So according to Marsho's Pshat, the Gemara here, Megillah, is saying in effect, first of all, that the Yisrael are what the Hadvas says. So it's Gemara Mefureshes what the Hadvas says. That the Yisrael of Yisachoni is based upon the Shem Roshe of Akum. Upon Shem Roshe of Akum, even though you'll find in the Shem, that the love of Yisachonim of not giving him Atas Chinom applies to the Yishmoel, to Yishmoelim also, even though the Rambam says that the Bnei Yishmoel are Maminim HaKadosh Baruch Hu Yichud Shein B'Leifi. That's what the Rambam says. So what it means is these Rishonim will say that it applies to Yishmoelim also, because Yosef mentions it, other Rishonim mention it. So it's not that it applies to every Nochri, even if he's not even Tamizore, even if he's not even an engineer. What Mesh Yosef means is that the Yisrael of Yisachonim not to give them a Matnas Chinom is not based that care upon the Yisrael of Avrizore. So Yishmaelim are not even Avrizore, but some Yishmaelim are Rotzrim. Arafat is not even Avrizore, according to the Rambam, but he's a Ritzeach. So Memele, that's what it means. That it applies to any Beneach who is Eivir and Zayim Mitzvah Beneach Berotzi, not Beis. So if he's an Eivir that is Zorah Berotzi, so then the Yisachonim applies. So it applies, and even if somebody is not an Eivir that is Zorah, but if he's Eivir and the other Zayim Mitzvah Beneach Berotzi, so Mele, so he has Shem Roshe. So the love of Yisachonim, the love of Yisachonim applies. Now, so what the Marsho says, that if an Akum who is an onus and the Abed Zohar, but is a Seidi Israel, he persecutes Jews, so mainly he has a Shem Roshe, and the love of Yisachonim applies. This is what the Marsho, this is how the Marsho explains the Gemara, and you'll see. How then? Now, so what does Yisachonim imply? That you're not allowed to give, to extend chesed, to do chnine, to do chesed with the Nakum Roshi. So, now giving an Eitz Teive, so that's the biggest chesed possible, giving an Eitz Teive. So how was he? How was Bhagavad Gita allowed to do chesed with Hodesh towards the Hoshi Gamo? So the first Eretz is that in view of the fact that Hodesh was an Eved, so he was shy of the mitzvahs, the way the Rama explains it. So Mele, he had some dishes Israel. So Mele, the love of Lizachonim doesn't apply. True, the love of Lizachonim is based upon an Akum, he applies for an Akum Roshi. If you're Teisha, one is Mikhaim Tlai Bizvineyach, so Yamechuyev, Lach Yesek in Israel. But only an Akum Roshi, a Israel Roshi, there is no Lizachonim, even if he's a Roshi Gomor. But who this also was Israel, not the full Israel, so but he had Ksas Zeus, so even though he was a Roshi Gomor, so the Lizachonim doesn't apply. The second version says no, the true that Lizachonim doesn't apply to Israel Gomor who is a Roshi Gomor, but to someone who doesn't have the full Rishis Israel, if he's a Roshi Gomor, so Lizachonim applies to him. Now you'll see the Lashon of the now. First, you'll see the Lashon of Rambam. So the Rambam says in Perik Yudveis of Pinchas Chetzir Moshpiras Nefesh Alochet Esvo V'yosu Lehasu Eitzot Tevo LeYudit Kichovim Ulevet Rosh. That means the Rosh modifies both Eitzot Kichovim and Evet. Because the Lizichonim is based upon the Shem Roshe of Akum. Shem Roshe of someone who is not a full Israel. Even though he's not an Akum. An Evet. But it doesn't apply to one who is a Israel, who is a full Israel. Because he passes like the second Roshe. The reason is why Bolo Ben Gute was allowed, because he was motivated by this position to do chesed in Hodes. Hodes was just the mitzies of helping Klal Israel to rebuild the Misamidosh, because the Misamidosh was in bad shape. Now, so the Rambam passed by the second motion, and the Ramah passed by the first motion. So he says, Shmamino, the Akum, the Aikli Yisrael, Osel in Suveyitzo, Limeved Valmitzo, that an Akum, who is Mitzayah, a Yisrael, who is the same Yisrael, so it's Osea, but the same thing that the Rambam says. The Ane Mile bimide di sagel li soye belo yahai akum. Avo, heichad li sagel u elo bahu akum, shom la sove itso. The Ane Mile be akum, avo ebe di shaya bimitzes, shom. So he says, shmamino di akum di aikum isoye, is mitzaya isoye. So, what is exactly what Gemara says in Gile, according to Mashos Pshat, beres nechikas yahavu. They kill Jews. They are Mitzayah Jews. They are not Anusi. So in other words, if someone is an Eved Chovim, but it's my Zayim Seyibir there. But if he is not a Yivir, and the other Zayim Mitzvahs, Birotzim, so then there is no Yisar. On the contrary, we are Mechuyik to do Chesed with him. But if he's a Seyibir, if he's a Mitzayah Israel, and he doesn't say someone, he doesn't use the Lashon that dislikes Jews. I mean, maybe every goy dislikes a Jew. So that's not, that doesn't make him into a Roshi. Halacha l'mishum sinai she'is of Sinai Yaakov. So he probably could not be blamed for that either. And maybe on the prejudice that many goyim have against Jews, they are also Anusi. It's my say, I'm saying here they are. But if somebody is Mitzayel Israel, is Mitzayel Israel, it could not be considered an Anus. Now we'll see something that the Radak in Tilim says, in the Gilei Marsho, in the Cheskridis mentions it La Aloch. In Simen Kufnun Tes, in the Cheskridis, Dvar Teiro Muta Lehaubes Leitchovim Beribis. The Chachomim Osru Im Lo Yikili Chayo Vo Yitam Chochem Vo Yiberibis De Rabbonon Vo Yidne Muta Bechol Yid. So the time is why the Chachomim asked to lend money to an Akum Beribis is Kisho Yom Im Maizu. So Mele Kili Chayo, in order to the extent that is necessary for him to make a living, so it's Muta. So it's Buddha. So the Divya Maharsha says, I am Ashikosa Pradak, Tilin Mismeya Tesvo, Posi K, Al Posi Kaspeo Nosam Venesha. Zelishay, the Ateo Lios Olis, Elohim Israel. So the Radak says there, that insofar as Gnevik Zele, Inoye are concerned, so the same is there, that applies to Israel, applies to Nakam, even Nakam Mahoshi. No difference. But there is the Torah made a distinction between Israel and Nakum in regard to this. Why? So the Radak says the tribis is given midaitem. So it doesn't involve any taking away of somebody's mummy without his consent. He's asking the Israel to lend the money on this. But the Israel, the Torah asked for this. Why? Because the Israel, Jews are mechuyev to do chesed. Now I can have the whole lashon. He doesn't quote the whole lashon. So the Gilei Maharsha passes this chadak la'alach. Kaspi ulinosa menesha, kvoroma. Ulinosa, kvoroma ulinosa levei uro, ubichloli shalehei neise, veligozli, veligonatmen, umiat oma, shafilu biyoceini ulo kachmomeini, bidobo shiyish viisya, vihu anesha, ki af al pi shaneise lei biyoceini, muchach uli, lifi shiyatsli ichliu vizemen, vihine umar ze momeini, vanesha chiesa, vihine likiach mom chavire shalei kedin, af al pi shiyu biyoceini. ולפי שהמייסה הזה יהיה אודם רוגלבי כאין אודם קרו לפחומוס כמו להגזירו ולהגניבו לפי חול החמירו לפתרו והזירו ביהרבי והמביאים כוס ואיסי מחמוריס והרוגו בי יוצא במעט יצא במעט זמן ביד זמן יצא במעט זמן אומר וידומית ויחס כאילו יוסרו אלו מה שאוסרו התרו והתרו לא יוסרו אלו לישראל אבל לנוכי מותר כמו שנאמר לנוכי סשך ולנמה כאין בגזילה ובנבה ועבידה ואינוי כי אפילו אינו חילוס או לנסה אוי לגוזלי אוי לגניב ממנו אבל הנשך שהוא ריקח ממנו ברציני ומידי תימותיה כי ישראל חייב להסיס חסד עם ישראל חברי והלבוי בוי נשך הוא חסד ותאיבו וייזה תאיבו במקימס מן המתונו כי הרבה אנושים יבישו לו ככה סמתונו והוא יבישו לו ככה סלבוי לא יקיין ישראל עם הגוי כי אם חייב להסיסים מחסד ולחל בישראל מומני בחינו כי בריא ויוסיין עם ישראל אבל בוודאי אם איסה הגוי חסד וטיבו עם ישראל חייב להסיס על ישראל גם כן עם חסד ולהגיב להם ויחפתי לכל זה. So this is what he mentions. So he says that if Israel, if Enoch, if Enakum is a Eiv Yisrael, so not only that it's not us to give him chesed, we are mechuyev to give him chesed. Why? Because there is a mitzvah of chesed. Mahu gimel chasodim avate gimel chasodim. But an akum meroshe is mufke of gimel chasodim because of the love of lesechonim. But an akum who does not have shem roshe, so there is a chiyuv. Even if he's not in a teish of gomo, there is a chiyuv of rendering chesed to him because of mahu walachta bidrocho mahu gevel chasodim apato hei gevel chasodim. So Mimele he says Yimeisei v'kechopim teivo v'chesed in Yisrael chayev Yisrael l'asiz gam kein yimei chesed ulehei gevel v'al boye mele neshech hu chesed yeisem ra'aton. Now, so as a matter of fact, in the lotion of the Radak there is an apparent skip. At first he says that we're not supposed to do chesed with an akum because kibirei v'imseim in Israel. So it's mashma that if an akum would not be seen in Israel, so then we should do chesed. And then he says, Avo bivadai, imeise hagoi, chesed vitevo in Yisrael, chayev vasis ha Yisrael gam kenim chesed oed. So there is a spirit in the...